On Friday afternoon, Judge Ryan Harris issued a writ of mandamus in the case of 36-year-old Pancho Alvear, who was arrested Wednesday the 13th for having more than 50 pounds of marijuana, along with other drugs and paraphernalia. Judge Harris's order was served later in the day on Judge Kerr. She set $50,000 bail on Alvear and ordered his continued detention in jail. Without that order, Alvear was due to be released at 7:30 Friday night. Late Wednesday, Park City Police Officer Cameron Thor, working drug interdiction with the County and State Highway Patrol, pulled over Alvear near Colville. A K-9 officer gave a positive reaction to the suspect's vehicle and a search turned up the drugs. On Friday, Deputy County Attorney Matthew Bates explained to us what usually happens after this kind of arrest.
When somebody is arrested without a warrant, as Mr. Alvear was, in order for the jail to detain them more than 48 hours, a magistrate, which is basically just a fancy name for a judge, has to review the probable cause basis for the arrest and determine whether there is enough evidence to hold the person, and if there is, then set bail. And in Mr. Alvear's case, Judge Kerr had reviewed the statement from the officer about why he arrested Mr. Alvear and had decided that the statement was insufficient, and refused to authorize his continued detention and refused to set bail.
The statement from Officer Thor said he had stopped the car for, quote, numerous traffic violations, but Judge Kerr said that wasn't enough to judge the basis for stopping the suspect. On Thursday, Judge Kerr notified the attorney's office she was not setting bail for Alvear. The county responded with a legal memorandum arguing there was probable cause for an arrest, but Kerr again declined on Friday. In the ex parte petition to Judge Harris, the attorney's office said that during the traffic stop, Alvear had exhibited, quote, unusual and extreme nervousness indicative of a person involved in criminal behavior beyond mere traffic violations. The petition argued that at this stage, the job of the magistrate, that is, Judge Kerr, was to see if there was sufficient or believable evidence to justify an arrest. They said it wasn't the time to look at constitutional issues, which would be handled at the district court level. They argued that if Alvear, a Wisconsin resident, was released without bail, he might not return to the county. Bates said having obtained the writ, they have two or three business days to consider whether to prosecute the suspect.
Judge Kerr's authorization, once it's there, allows the jail to continue to hold Mr. Alvear for another 72 hours while our office reviews the case and decides whether to file charges. If we decide to file charges, then he is set on the next available calendar, so it would probably be the 25th. If we decline to file charges, then at that point he is released.
Deputy County Attorney Matthew Bates. A clerk at Summit County Justice Court said that, as is customary, Judge Kerr would not have a comment. For KPCW, I'm Rick Brough.